And today on 60 Second Psych, Ambien in Older Adults, Part 2, The Risks.
We continue our review of zolpidem in the elderly with the risks. 1. Reports of addiction to zolpidem are scarce and limited to case reports, although rates of misuse are higher in older white men with depression. About 8% of them were misusing it or not taking it as prescribed or abusing it. 2. The risk of fractures is greater on zolpidem, about 1.5 to 2 times greater than those not taking it. 3. The elderly may have problems with cognition and balance the next day. At least that's what half of the studies found, but the other half did not. 4. There's a few risks that are controversial, namely an increased risk of stroke, cancer, and dementia. Those three raised flags in epidemiologic studies, but those types of studies are not controlled. The bottom line, Ambien is more potent in the elderly, both in its risks and its benefits. If you're going to use it, use low dosing like 5 milligrams. Although this review didn't find major problems, it is based on short-term studies, and insomnia is usually a long-term condition. So the most encouraging finding is that the benefits of zolpidem were detectable for up to 6 months after it was stopped. We need to change patients' expectations to see sleep meds as a short-term patch and behavior therapies as a long-term solution. For my own patients, I have a visual guide to those behavioral steps at moodtreatmentcenter.com/sleep that I guide them towards as they're starting a sleep medicine.